Sanders representing Mark Page.
Mr. Martin.
Robert L. Burns for Commissioner Martin.
Mr. Strickland. Mr. Franklin.
Great. Could I ask for a motion to elect myself, Alan Anders, as Chair Pro Tem in Mark Page's absence for just this meeting? Could I get a motion? And second? Great. Any opposition? Not hearing any, we'll take the motion as adopted. Second matter of business is a resolution for the approval of the minutes of November 29th, 2012. Got to get a motion to that effect. Approval of the minutes. And second? Okay. These minutes have been circulated. We have a motion and a second. Any opposition? Not hearing any. We'll take that motion as adopted as well. Third, we need a resolution for a recommendation to the Board of Directors from the Finance Committee for approval of issuance of the fiscal 2013 Series CC bonds. Where is Scott? Should we do the two resolutions together? Okay. Great. And in addition, Well, let's do them separately. That's fine. We're going to have a report by the Executive Director, Tom Palicelli, on each. So, the resolution for approval of the issuance of the fiscal 2013 Series CC bonds. Could I have a resolution? And second? Okay. Not supposed to have discussion or presentation, so we have a motion. So, we have a motion. Tom?
Okay. Second general resolution bond. The resolution is authorized up to an amount of $550 million. We expect to sell at $435 million. The not to exceed TIC is 5%. It's in the resolution. The expected TIC is around 4.2%. The lead underwriter will be Barclays. The final maturity is expected to be 2047. Pricing date is next Monday, February 20th. The closing date is March 1st.
Any questions for Tom? Any opposition to the motion? So not hearing any, it's carried. And we have a second part of this financing. We need a resolution that will be from the Finance Committee to the Board of Directors for approval of reissuance of the fiscal 2008 B1 bonds. A motion. And second. Okay. Tom, report.
Okay. We are modifying our 79th supplemental resolution, which authorized the 2008 B1 bond. It's being modernized to reflect the authority's current standards with respect to its variable rate bond. The reason why we're doing this now is the current agreement for liquidity that backs bonds, the variable rate bonds, is expiring. We got some new cost proposals and some lower cost proposals for this liquidity facility. So the bonds will be broken down into two sub-series, and it will be 2008 series B1A, $100 million. The J.P. Morgan liquidity facility is being replaced by Sumitomo. And the 2008 series B1B for $100 million, the J.P. Morgan is being replaced by Royal Bank of Canada as a liquidity provider. Royal Bank of Canada will also be the remarketing bank on the bonds. The maturity date of the bonds is June 16th, 2021.
Any questions for Tom? Any opposition to the motion? So adopted. Any other business that anyone has for the Finance Committee? If not, a motion to adjourn. And second? We're adjourned.